A new study reveals that more than 60% of Ugandan children aged 3 to 5 years do not attend pre-primary school. The Executive Director, Initiative for Social and Economic Rights, Angela Kasule, says that in Uganda, fewer than 1 in 10 pre-primary aged children are enrolled in a formal primary pre-primary school and 60% attend no school at all. She's concerned that government does not provide any pre-primary education, often called nurseries, so families seeking education for their children must rely on private providers who charge exorbitant school charges. Kasule says that in Kampala, the fees can reach 1,750,000 shillings or more per child, but I'm denying education to children whose parents cannot afford such fees. She says that as a result, many children who do not attend pre-primary find difficulties when they join primary, and many keep repeating classes and dropping out of school. This during a multi-stakeholder dialogue on pre-primary education in Kampala.
In the earlier years, in the 70s, in the 80s, it was okay not to attend nursery and you would be at the same level or you would catch up. The gap is too much, so a child gets to class where some children have attended and others have not attended. So when they are not able to catch up, they are not able to attend school because they lose interest, they are repeating classes, and when they repeat, they lose interest, they drop out, they go into child labor, they go into early marriages, so it is a big problem. But we see that also some nursery schools are charging even higher than university courses at Makerere. So someone doing Bachelor of Economics or Education at Makerere is paying less fees than some of the nursery schools here in the country. So we need some regulation to come in there.
The Assistant Commissioner in charge of pre-primary education at the Ministry of Education, Hajat Safina Mutumba, says that they have developed a policy on pre-primary education to regulate provision of education in the country.
We have also come up with an ECC policy financing strategy which highlights a number of models, financing models, to ensure that we work with the private sector, the community, the parents themselves, the development partners to improve on the delivery of pre-primary education. As government, we have taken on the training of pre-primary teachers, putting an emphasis on quality and workforce issues as we plan ahead to take over the implementation of pre-primary education.